This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Fierce fighting erupted Monday on the streets of the eastern Ukraine city of Severodonetsk, with Kyiv's forces fighting desperately to fight off the Russian onslaught. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky characterized the situation as indescribably difficult. Mayor Oleksandr Stoyk estimated 1,500 civilians in Severodonetsk have died since the war began from Russian attacks, as well as from a lack of medicine or treatment. Severodonetsk is the last major population center being held by Ukraine in the eastern Luhansk province. It's become the focus of Russian attacks as Moscow attempts to control the Donbas region. The city's about 140 kilometers from the Russian border. Speaking to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program, reporter Anna Chernikova, who's in Kyiv, describes the situation.
So basically, in the morning, we received information that Russian forces entered the outskirts of Severodonetsk by killing two civilians and wounding five. Very heavy fightings continues through the weekend and today as well, and the fightings continue on the direction of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk. These are two cities that remain under Ukrainian control.
That's Anna Chernikova reporting for VOA from Ukraine. She spoke to VOA's program Flashpoint Ukraine. You can find more about that program at our website, voanews.com. Meanwhile, efforts to evacuate civilians in the Luhansk region were suspended Monday after an armored transport was hit by shrapnel from a Russian shell, killing a French journalist, according to a regional governor. The French foreign ministry said it's checking on that report. From Washington, this